This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We're joined by a weekly contributor, financial planner, and retirement specialist, Ken Mahoney. Ken, how are you?
Good. Everything is fine. Because it's the weekend. How could it not be, right, Mike?
So, exactly. So
it is the weekend, and thanks for joining us. And I thought we'd cover some concepts of a book I wrote called A GPS for Your Retirement. Yeah, it's just like the GPS that you have in your car. I've actually named my GPS Mindy because she's so kind. She gets me to my place. She may reroute me a couple times, but Mindy does a good job. And for people trying to plan retiring, I think, you know, there's so many complex topics of financial planning that when someone you speak to and say, hey, do you want to do some financial planning and you want to do all these numbers? And most people get turned off by it. But when you say GPS for retirement, at least it resonates because they understand what a GPS is. A GPS, you put in your destination. So let's say it's 65 years old is your destination, and you want X amount of money per month, and you need $6,000 a month to live. And the GPS projection part then looks at the future, compounds for inflation, and does all these type of calculations. But at least people can understand what a GPS does in their own car and probably understand some of the financial planning concepts around it. So that's why I wrote a book to try to simplify the process of financial planning, not make it so esoteric, not make it so complex, but try to simplify it in terms that people, everyday people, can understand. Now, most people, you know, that put away money for retirement, you know, have goals in mind and so forth. But this kind of lays it out in a more succinct way, at least we believe so. So if you want more information about our book, it's called MahoneyGPS.com. So when we kind of look at it, it is like a navigation. You know, you do have a destination. And I guess probably the best way to think about that is, you know, you plug in your destination in GPS. I want to go to a wedding and so forth. And, you know, it's never a straight line, right? So even though the GPS does a pretty good job this day and age, sometimes you get off an exit, you know, and then it puts you back on again and things like that. It's just like financial planning. It's not a straight line. There's definitely a lot of room for error. We do use assumptions that may or may not come true. But the most important part about doing these projections is it makes you, right now and in this moment, figure out what you need to do. So let's say you can retire 10 years from now, and you do these projections and realize, wow, you have a shortfall. Well, you know, again, if you find out that 10 years from now, that's a problem because you're not going to be able to retire that stated goal. But if you know some of those challenges right now, there's a number of things that you can do. You can add more money to the accounts, perhaps. You can decide to, you know, maybe make the investments a little more aggressive. By doing the plan or doing the projections down the road, you can see right now and today, real time, what are the changes you need to make. And I think that's really important. Like, if you speak to someone who's in construction or who's a builder, you know, they have blueprints. They don't just, like, build a house, you know, without the blueprints. Of course, they need to get approvals. And you think about any of these other industries in our lives, there's always some type of, I don't know, let's call it blueprint, to help them, you know, gauge what they need to do. And I just think when it comes to retirement planning and putting money away, yeah, you put money away, you take money, your 401k each month, but without having a plan, it doesn't give you that overall direction. And once people go through this process, we have found, going through, you know, some projections and trying to understand where they are, most of the times they feel a lot better about where they are. It's more concrete. You know, some people wake up at night and or in those dark hours and start thinking, gee, will I outlive my money, or how's this going to go, or will I have enough money when I retire, when can I, you know, some of these kind of deep thoughts you have in these, these old tapes that we play, you know, in ourselves, you know, money doesn't grow in trees and so forth. Some of those things get diminished when we have a plan in front of us or a projection in front of us, knowing that we can meet those challenges. So, you know, we think we do a pretty good job in explaining this. And again, our website is MahoneyGPS.com. And what it should ultimately do for the average investor is take a look at where you are now, where you want to be, and also adapt to make some changes. That's its simplest form. And though the book goes on and contains all kinds of information about asset allocation, about interest rates, about the economy, the really takeaway from today's weekend is I really think if you really want to have a plan, if you're really concerned about retirement, get in front of somebody, get in front of a professional, and do some type of analysis, do some type of projections, and then you can make different investments. I think it's amazing that people call me all the time about, gee, we're thinking about this investment, we're thinking about that investment. I didn't know the person. I don't know the person's goals. I don't know the risk tolerance. I don't know anything. It's like walking to a doctor and saying, can you give me a prescription? A doctor's going to say, well, we haven't done any tests. What are you talking about? And I think that's almost what we do as investors. It's kind of as if we're walking to the doctor's office every day and say, what's going to go higher? What's going to work? Without doing this type of plan. So I think today's takeaway should be, though we call ours a GPS for retirement, you know, we think, you know, we do believe in professional management. We do believe in professional advisors and financial planners and so forth. And the reason behind that is they have experience typically, and they also can do these type of projections that help you plan for retirement. So I hope you have a great weekend. Hope you get a chance to digest it. And I hope you're on your GPS journey towards a better retirement.
I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW, like America Weekend, at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you back, at MikeBennett11. And with financial planner and retirement expert Ken Mahoney at MahoneyGPS.com, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Here's a surprising way to get promoted. Take notes.
This tip comes from Libby Kane, writing for the Daily Muse. She asked leaders why they give promotions. One thing they noted was taking notes.
Most people don't do this, so their bosses end up having to repeat the same instructions all over. It's frustrating.
So stand out by taking notes. Then you can jog your memory when it's time to get started.
But there's also another benefit. You can see the idea because it's right in front of you, on your paper or computer screen.
If something's not clear, you can ask a question right then rather than coming back later.
So remember, your boss will take note of you taking notes. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing people fear more than death, taxes, public speaking, and the dentist? Fear of failure. And humans go out of their way to avoid it. Here's the social science of it. Straight out of self-handicapping theory, fear of failure accounts for all the excuses people make because fear of failure equals fear of losing.
I'm a loser.
The next time you hear an employee say, I have a headache, or a student advise that I'll get my homework, or an athlete say the referee made a bad call, what they're really saying is, I think I might fail, so I'll handicap my performance in advance so you will not be so critical of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Avoid excuses. They just announce loudly to sit back and watch because here comes a possible failure. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.